Hey everyone, here we are, Vikings Team Hotel in Philadelphia in advance of the Vikings game against the Eagles. Tomorrow, kickoff, noon Central Time. Here's a guy who's going to be calling the game for the Vikings Radio Network, Greg Coleman, sideline analyst and reporter. But we have some business to do tonight, Greg. Before the game, we're going to go to Broad Street in downtown Philadelphia for an alumni event at an establishment down there. Meet and greet some Vikings fans. Should be a lot of fun.
Well, the Vikings always travel well, regardless of what part of the country that we're in. We're having some of the Vikings alumni legends, legends in their own mind, especially Henry Thomas, Carl Lee, our own Ben Lieber, and Pete Bursich will be there. You know, it's just a way to reconnect with the fans that in this particular area. It's something that Brian Harper and the Alumni Association, everybody wanted to touch, give the fans another experience in outside of Minnesota. And that's what this is all about, so looking forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I did some studying. I got trivia questions. I got all you guys' history down. I'm ready to go down there at that event. Now, everyone who's there, I would presume a lot of them anyway, are going to be going to the game tomorrow. So what are we going to see tomorrow? Vikings-Eagles, Lincoln Financial Field. It's an outdoor venue. It's got grass. It's super windy here. But what are some things you're looking for tomorrow when the Vikings play the Eagles?
Well, number one, I think they got to weather the emotional storm. And what do I mean by that? Sam Bradford coming back, facing his old mates. And it's easy to say, well, you know, we're going to treat it like any other game. Hey, as a player, I know when you go back to play that old team, you want to make sure that you put your foot on their throat. So weather that storm. Philly is going to make some plays, not to get discouraged, and make some of those adjustments early that the coaches talk about, because we've been behind for the most part in four out of the five, you know, last games, but we've made those adjustments and come back. Philly is a hostile territory. It's a hostile place to play. It's been that way since day one, even since Lassie was a pup. I don't think it's going to change. Carson, you know, Wentz, big quarterback. You know, he's young, dumb, and excited. He doesn't know that he, you know, what he's facing right now with this Vikings defense. He's not going to know where the pressure is going to come from. So I'm not going to say they're going to trick him, but they're going to confuse him a little bit with some of the reads and all of those things. And if you get to him, you disrupt that whole Philly offense.
Yeah, it's quite notable, Greg, the trade that brought Sam Bradford here to Minnesota from Philadelphia. You know, that thrust Carson Wentz into the starting lineup, but both teams started 3-0. I mean, both teams are looking at this trade saying, I think we made the right move.
Well, without question. I mean, when Teddy went down, I think Rick Spielman said, hey, give us 24 hours. Coach Zimmer said, give us 24 hours to get over this.
Yeah.
Rick Spielman said after that last preseason game, the first regular season game, I think it was, we're going to have a quarterback by Monday. He made the move on Saturday, which caught everybody by surprise. But, you know, you have to give Rick and his staff a lot of credit for doing the due diligence, doing the homework, and saying, who's the best guy to fit, number one, this team, to fit this offense with Norv Turner? And they came up with Sam. A lot of people frowned and said, man, giving up a number one and a conditional four. But listen, the time is right now. And so far, Sam has been proven. I mean, he's paid dividends already.
Yeah. Kickoff for the game is at noon tomorrow, 1 Eastern time. It's on Fox. A lot of you should get it. But if you don't, or even if you do, you should check the game out on the Vikings Radio Network. One thing that's really cool about the broadcast is Greg Coleman is the first one in to talk to Coach Zimmer after all the games. Now, this year it's been fun because we've won all the games. But what's that like? You're the first one in there to go see the head coach.
Well, you know, number one, it's an honor. And number two, it's a trusting relationship that Mike and I have developed. Over the years, he knows that I will never burn him.
Mm-hmm.
I will ask tough questions, you know, if the team didn't perform or if a player, you know, made a bonehead play or something like that. But never to get personal.
Right.
And Mike respects that. And again, it's not one of his favorite things to do, but he makes the best of it. And I just say I'm going to warm up act for when he goes to meet the rest of the media.
Well, you're very good at it. It's a great part of the broadcast.
I appreciate it, Robin.
Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to go downtown. We're going to meet some Vikings fans, and then tomorrow we're going to watch the Vikings play the Eagles. We're going to try and get to 6-0. Greg Coleman will be there, so will I. We hope you guys are, too. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.